that suit, we could maybe sue the clothes. So. Yeah. But it is suit, and we call it suck.
Yeah, that's what we always call it.
But I think it's different.
Let's see. What do you call that piece of furniture? I mean, I already asked it. That two or three people can sit on at a time. And, you know, it's usually in the living room or someplace like that. And, you know, two or three people can sit alongside each other.
You mean today or a long time ago? You mean modern?
Both, either.
Well, we call them Davenports.
Okay.
But now some of them call them couches.
Uh-huh.
But that, I think back there, we called it more or less of a Davenport. But you don't hear that much now.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know whether that's a man's name and invented there.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, is it the same thing? I mean, is Davenport and couch essentially the same thing? Or have they sort of changed?
Well, one you make into a bed and the other you don't.
Which one's which?
I don't. I think a couch, you make it into a bed in a Davenport, is just a permanent piece of furniture. It's not changeable.
Oh, I see.
Now, that's far as best I can think right there.
Okay. What do you call a piece of furniture in usually in the bedroom where it has drawers in it and you put
call it. In the china closet. Now that goes in the kitchen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what was
this
that?
Is like you know, put your socks in.
I know. We got one. Oh, I forgot. Isn't that awful?
Well, I tell you what. Anytime, you know, there's something like this that you...
I can't remember. Isn't that terrible? I got one of those things
later.
There at the house now.
Well, it's, you know, it's this...
Oh, a ship robe.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay, describe a ship robe for me.
Uh-oh, ship robe where you put your clothes. It's... stood up, you know, weren't tall enough to hang your clothes before it wouldn't touch the
ground. Okay, so you hang
but this thing, it was something else. You didn't put clothes in this because it had drawers in it.
Okay.
It had a mirror in the back, you know,
What kind of store would you go to buy that sort of stuff?
Well, it'd be a furniture store.
Okay. What do you call rats? There aren't any. Here. But like at the window, instead of Venetian blinds, sometimes you have a thing that you pull down that's on a roller, What do you call it? What would you call that thing?
Window shade.
Okay, those are a lot handier than Venetian blinds because you don't have to dust them.
Oh, let's don't talk about that. They're not as popular anymore on that account.
Yeah. You know, if you're like me, though, you're okay because I'm so nearsighted I can't see the dust and saw it still for months and everything.
Well, I know that. I don't know that, but that is could happen. But they do catch all the dust. I guess they're good dust catchers.
Yeah.
Keep them getting anywhere else you have.
I suppose so. Then you have to go get it off. What'd you call that little thing that right there? That
part of the bed?
Place that you hang your clothes up in, a little.
We call it a clothes closet.
Okay. If you didn't have a built-in clothes closet like that, did you use a shift robe? Is that what you used instead?
That's right.
Did you ever hear anything else being used for
that? I can't think of any.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what do you call that space at the top of the house? It's just under the roof, you know? Like over above the ceiling and under the roof, and sometimes you just store things.
That's called an attic.
Okay. Do your house have an attic? We just
you always had an attic, you know. That's where you put things you didn't want nobody to know what you had.
Yeah.
How to hide things.
Yeah. We've got just, you know, our attic you can't even stand up in. It's so small that we've got some stuff in.
No, we've floored ours. That's where I live. I've got boxes and stuff up there.
Used
to have lights. I had everything up there once when we was always home. Needed more.